We are on our Voice of the Valley program here, and I'm with Al Bjornson. He is the chairman of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame Trustees. And, of course, we're very excited in Valley City because this will be the second time that Valley City will be able to host the annual meeting here on February 20th and 21st at the Valley City Eagles Club. But before we get into that, there's a few steps that have to be taken with our trustees across the state of North Dakota. They have a deadline coming up in November, and Al's going to tell us a little bit about what some trustees should do between now and then.
November 15th is the deadline to get any nominations into the hall. They have to be postmarked and into the hall by the 15th of November. You know, this is what we're all about, the Cowboy Hall of Fame. The trustees' main purpose is to do the nominating process and to bring those people forth that we want to see their history and their name preserved into the hall.
There's a few steps the trustees need to do, right? And so let's go over just a few of those steps before they submit their nominees on November 15th.
First of all, you can go on, it's called NorthDakotaCowboy.com. That's our website, and if you are interested in trying to get somebody inducted, the process is there. Everything is there, step by step by step, what you need to do. You need to make a booklet on someone, and then that has to be in by November 15th. After the 15th, there's a historical committee, which I chair, but I'm actually not on that committee. There are three members of that committee, and they will meet and they will make recommendations to the board of directors as to who should go on that ballot. That historical committee, also part of their job is to check all those nominations for authenticity and making sure they're in the right category. A good example, if it's an old ranch, say it's an old ranch, well, it has to be pre-1940s to be an old ranch, or it's called a pre-1940s ranching, or if it's beyond that, if it's, say, it's 1950, then it's modern ranching. Yeah. So, and that's just an example of some of the different things. Then on the first weekend in January, the board of directors will meet and they will choose two of those suggested nominees in each category. And this next year, I believe there's 11 of them. So they'll choose two each category to go on a ballot. And then at our annual meeting, and this is why we hold our annual meeting, Saturday at the annual meeting, they'll be given a chance to get up in front of the group. I think it starts at 1 o'clock. And they'll get up in front of the group at 1 o'clock and give their testimonies and reasons why they should be nominated. One of the most interesting things that happens, you know, in the whole process is those people telling those testimonies and old stories from, like, those old ranches, things that happened in 1890 or 1910 and, you know, that old stuff. But anyway, that's the process. And then sometime after the annual meeting and after the testimonies, then the ballots are sent out and you vote for who you think should be in there in that category, and those are sent into an auditor. And we have what's called the premiere. Premiere is when we tell who made the ballot or made the nomination. Premieres in May, and then in June we have the actual induction ceremony, and that person gets inducted. And then right after that, like the next day, the process starts over for another year. So.
Well, once again, we're with Al Bjornson, who is the chairman of trustees across the great state of North Dakota with the Cowboy Hall of Fame. Keep in mind, if you want to, if you're a trustee or people that are looking for nomination forms, they are available on the website, northdakotacowboy.org. You can simply even, I've done this, Google North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, and it'll automatically come up for you, and you can probably throw your people in there with that. But we're really excited here. Once again, this is the second time Valley City will be hosting the annual meeting of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And, of course, we've got a Friday social, and we've got the big Saturday events. So we're going to tell you a little more about that. Of course, if you want to be a sponsor, I'll be out there trying to see if you want to be a sponsor once again for the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame's annual meeting here at the Eagles Club in Valley City. Al, before I let you go, how many years have you been associated with the Cowboy Hall of Fame?
I believe about 15. I've been in this trustee chair position about 8 of them.
It's been a great rewarding experience for you and your family, hasn't it?
It really has been. You know, I'm a retired school superintendent, and I was looking for something to do and came from a ranching family. I actually had a business, a horse equine business. It's been fun. The people I've met and travel I've got to do around the state, and it's been fun.
Thank you, Al. To wrap up our Voice of the Valley, we'll have more as we get closer to the annual meeting here in Valley City. More details for you here on our Voice of the Valley program.